Tensions simmer between Brazil and Europe over Amazon deforestation. By Sierra Nugent. A fight is brewing over the lungs of the planet. Since taking office in January, Brazil's far-right president Jair Bolsonaro has overseen a surge in logging in the vast Amazon rainforest, and on August 15th, Norway suspended a $33 million donation to a Brazilian sustainability fund because Bolsonaro had interfered in it. Germany froze its payment 5 days earlier. Bolsonaro responded with mockery, telling the Europeans to go reforest Germany instead. But what may lie ahead is no laughing matter. Under siege, Bolsonaro has delivered on campaign promises to weaken protections for the environment and indigenous communities, freeing up more land for cattle. Over 870 square miles of the Amazon was cleared in July, a 278% increase from July 2018, according to satellite monitoring by Brazil's Space Research Agency. Scientists say the rainforest, which helps slow climate change by absorbing massive amounts of carbon dioxide, is nearing a tipping point after which its ecosystems cannot recover. The governors of Brazilian states that contain the rainforest have vowed to bypass Bolsonaro and negotiate directly with European embassies to save the Amazon funding. But the rapid deforestation is also fueling European opposition to a long-awaited trade deal between the EU and a South American trade bloc, of which Brazil is the largest member. The deal would need to be ratified by the EU's member states and parliament, where green parties won a significant 69 seats in May. Climate divide. Europe's environmentalists hope their leaders will use climate diplomacy to force Bolsonaro to protect the Amazon. But it's unclear if he'd listen. On July 29th, he canceled a climate policy meeting with France's foreign minister in order to get a haircut. The next day, President Donald Trump, who's trying to free the U.S. from its climate obligations, said he'd pursue a Brazil trade deal. Unlike the Amazon, the obstacles to climate action show no sign of shrinking. This article appears in the September 2nd, 2019 issue of Time.